What are your names?
I'm Haley Olds.
I'm Henley Worthen.
And then what did y'all read?
So I read two columns. I read A Linear Problem with Disassociation and Mirror of a Mirror. Both of these poems kind of talk about mental illness a little bit, kind of just the whole coming of age with something that can be kind of debilitating. For me, that's anxiety, panic attacks. And so I kind of tried to explore how to ride the wave of that kind of stigma, but also the kind of things that come along with that that aren't always clear. So I use a lot of that to kind of inspire me. And then I've just been revising since then. And it's never over. It's a process.
When did you first write it?
I probably wrote these about like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And I've probably revised them 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
I wrote and read a poem called 4 Years. It's about an abortion I had after high school. And sort of how I kind of had a different experience. There's like a stigma, I guess, when girls like have abortions, you think it's gonna be this big like emotional thing. I sort of compartmentalized that and like didn't have all these, like didn't really grieve at all about it. Kind of felt like that was like my choice and I felt empowered by it. But then the poem takes place, me like sitting on my porch, which is where I wrote it. And just kind of like finally reflecting back and thinking about who that person would have been, and not in a sad way, but sort of just like in a way that I realize that there's someone that I'm connected to spiritually, like looking down on me. I wrote it. Most things I write all at once. Just like, just comes out like that in like under 5 minutes. And that one, it's sectioned into like 4 sections and it's called 4 Years, but I didn't even realize that I did that until I was like, oh, that's a nice little thing that I did. Subconsciously, yeah. But yeah, it came out, and then again, we've had a really great group in our poetry capstone revising, and so yeah, that was the first time I've really even read that poem to like more than 4 people. So I just read it to like 40, so now everyone knows I had an abortion. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, part of me like likes to talk about that kind of stuff. I feel like girls don't really like to talk about it, and it's something that needs to be talked about, and I don't know. If you've had an abortion out there, you're not alone.
Anything else you want to say?
I guess in terms of why we're here, both of the poems that we read won awards in relation with the creative writing minor concentration within the English department at the college. So that's kind of why we both chose to read those pieces, which is because we submitted them to this prize that we both won for it. So,
what was the prize called?
Oh man, I think it was just
the undergraduate poetry and fiction prize, and we run it for poetry. Get that money, honey.
Yep, that's what we did.
So yeah,
great, great,
cool.
Was it not recording?
No, it was.